listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Matt Wilhelm here live in the Dog Bowl in Berea with Jason Gibbs. It is our pleasure to grab Frank Bohl, contributor for Sports Radio 810 WHB and 41 Action News in Kansas City. Frank, how are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. Jason, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good, man. They call you, now, they call you the legend. Are you the legend in Kansas City sports broadcasting?
No. What they actually call me is the Godfather.
The Godfather.
The Godfather,
yeah. Now, you understand what that means, right? This has nothing to do with, the mafia. This has to do with age. Okay, I've been here forever, so they just go, okay, he's old enough to be my godfather. So there we go.
Gotcha. Frank, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. The one thing we'd love to address first and foremost is the, Dwayne Bowe, recently cut by the Kansas City Chiefs, has made a trip here to Cleveland. Could you share some information about Dwayne Bowe? Obviously, some very up times in his career, not so much in the last couple years. What has attributed to that, and do you think he can still bring value to another team, potentially the Cleveland Browns?
Well, let's start with Dwayne, number one, just himself and what he did here in Kansas City. He's a third leading receiver in Chiefs history, okay, behind Tony Gonzalez and Otis Taylor. So that's a pretty nice grouping right there. I really think the Chiefs and Andy Reid and John Dorsey, I think they really wanted to retain him. Their problem was 2 years ago when they first walked in the door, they had nothing at wide receiver, and Dwayne was the only guy, and he was going to be a free agent. So they signed him to way more money than he was worth. And that manifested itself this year when the Chiefs were right up against the salary cap. They had to do something. So they had the opportunity to go out and get Jeremy Maclin. So they bring Maclin in, and basically I still think they wanted to retain Dwayne, but the problem was I don't think Dwayne wanted to take as drastic a pay cut as they were going to ask him to take in order to fit him under the cap, because I think he would have been a perfect complement for Jeremy Maclin on the other side.
I agree.
And so if he's coming to Cleveland, okay, and he's going to fit in the Browns offense here, he is a possession receiver. Okay, that's all Dwayne is. He'll make a spectacular catch now and then, and he'll have some drops. He'll be an extremely frustrating sort of guy, but I still think he has life, and I still think he has worth as far as Cleveland's concerned, and because I think they thought he still had life and worth here in Kansas City as well with Alex Smith, because remember, there's still a huge question mark here whether or not Alex Smith can utilize Jeremy Maclin because of his speed and try to get the ball to him downfield. There's a lot of, his arm is suspect. So I think they wanted to retain Dwayne. They just couldn't get him to renegotiate his contract where they wanted it, and therefore they cut him. And they basically replaced Maclin with Bowe as far as salary is concerned. So that had a lot to do with it. Andy Reid and John Dorsey, Andy Reid loves the guy. Always has loved his attitude, his work ethic, what he does on the practice field. And I'll tell you the other thing about Dwayne Bowe, you guys are loving me. The tight ends and the running backs are going to love him for this. Dwayne Bowe will sacrifice his body downfield to block. He loves to block downfield. And if you ever watch some of Jamaal Charles's big runs, one of the guys who has sprung him on a lot of those runs is Dwayne Bowe coming in from the outside. And, Jamaal will set up a block for Dwayne. Dwayne will make the block, and Jamal's off to the races, So I think the running backs, and he'll block downfield for everybody. So he's that kind of guy. He comes to practice, works every day. He's not a problem. He's had a couple of those incidents. He had to run in with a marijuana thing last year. If we start to jail and suspend every player in the NFL, NBA, college basketball, that is using marijuana, we aren't going to have anything to do on Friday.
We might as well get in the game and play, right?
Tuesday night, okay? So that wasn't a big deal. He did the Bowe Show thing, pointing at his name on the back of his jersey, and he went through that stage a little bit as well. But last year, the Kansas City Chiefs wide receivers had zero touchdown catches. That is nearly impossible to do in this man's NFL. So they really struggled a wide receiver last year. They tried to solve that problem because Andy Reid coached Jeremy Maclin in Philadelphia. He actually traded up to get Jeremy Maclin when he was in Philadelphia. So he and Maclin have a really good history. No one here thought they'd get him. Everybody thought, even in Philadelphia, no one thought that Jeremy Macklin would leave. But something got sideways there in the contract negotiation. So he's here and love to have him. Would love to have retained Dwayne Bowe, but we did not. Do I think he can still help? Yes, I do.
Awesome, Frank. Thank you very much. And we're talking to Frank Bowl, contributor for Sports Radio 810 WHB and 41 Action News in Kansas City. Frank, talk to me a little bit about this Justin Houston situation. I know it's very sticky, and they have laid the franchise tag on Justin Houston after leading the league in sacks last year with 22. Do the Chiefs obviously want to get a deal done, and is Houston just holding out for significantly more money and want to prove himself under that franchise tag?
Yeah, well, I think he really believes he's J.J. Watt, okay? That's number one. So you have to look at some of these other contracts and see where he is coming from, okay? And I don't think the Chiefs wanted to pay him that much money and really couldn't, because I talked a little bit before about the salary cap situation. They always had the franchise tag sitting there for them to use on him, and he's going to make a significant increase in money with the franchise tag. I don't believe we're going to see Justin Houston here. I don't think he's a happy camper right now. And so I don't think we're going to see Justin Houston here until he might not come in until the last preseason game. I don't know if he'll participate in any off-season workouts. I just don't know what he'll do. I know he's a little bit disgruntled. But I also think he knows he's a pretty smart guy. And I also think he knows that moving forward, he's going to have to keep producing in order to get that contract if he wants it, either if it's not here with Kansas City, then it may be somewhere else, but he's got to keep producing. So you can't cut off your nose to spite your face if you're an NFL player here, and especially if you're Justin Houston. You got to continue to produce. So I think he's going to be caught between a rock and a hard place there, and it's not like he's not making anything. I think he is a terrific football player. And if you remember back to when the Chiefs drafted him, there was a lot of controversy with Justin Houston coming out of college. He had some major issues. Okay, spent a little time in jail, and that was not a good thing. So he was a first-round draft choice if he had had a clean record as a human being, and he did not. So the Chiefs, he lasted until the third round. The Chiefs really got a first-round pick in the third round with Justin Houston. Now, Justin Houston has been a model citizen since he's got here. All that college stuff is behind. He has been a terrific guy, both on and off the field. And so he thinks he has proven himself. So he wanted the Chiefs to really ante up and pay him what he thought he was worth. And that didn't happen. They franchised him. So that's where we stand right now. And I don't think they were even close on a contract.
Frank, I want to go back to the touchdowns and not getting into the end zone with this football team from the receiving side of things. Why did that happen? Was it a case of – was it on the wide receivers? Was it on the quarterbacks?
System?
Was it the system?
You know, it has to be an anomaly because I don't think it's ever happened before.
I
at least
don't
not
think
in modern
so either.
Football. I don't think it has ever happened before. So, you know, it was a little bit of an anomaly. It was a little bit – we had – I think it was the last game of the season. Jason Avant, who was the wide receiver, and they just recently re-signed him. And he caught a ball on about the 8-yard line, ran it to the one, fumbled it, got hit, fumbled it into the end zone, and Travis Kelce, the tight end, picked it up for the touchdown. I mean, it was the press box erupted in laughter. I mean, I've never heard anything in my life like it. It was unbelievable. But it is a scary situation moving forward. They're hoping it was an anomaly. But like I was talking about before with Alex Smith, I mean, he has really put himself in a situation now. Now they've got Jeremy Macklin. You've got Jamaal Charles, one of the premier running backs in the league. You've got Travis Kelce, an emerging tight end. They're shoring up their offensive line with some veteran guys, even though they lost their center, Rodney Hudson, to the Oakland Raiders. They're going to try to get a veteran NFL guy to play center as well, trying to show up the front line. Now, all of a sudden, all the pressure shifts from maybe the wide receivers not being so great, the offensive line having a little bit of a trouble, this area, the other thing, to Alex Smith. Now, the focus is really back on where it should be. He has never proven he can get the ball downfield, And I think the problem is the defenses have known that, and the Chiefs did not have a wide receiver who could get downfield. Therefore, Alex Smith never really threw it downfield. So he'd throw the slants and the bubble screens and the, you know, over the middle to the tight end or whatever, and then let them try to do what they were going to do with the football, try to get in the end zone. But they just, it just never happened for them. They just couldn't get it done. So there's the huge question mark for this team moving forward with that. But all of the pressure now has shifted to where it should be in the NFL anyway. All the pressure is on the quarterback. It should be on the quarterback, and that's where it now is going to be when it comes to Alex Smith and the Chiefs. So it's a big concern. I mean, it was laughable at the end of last season, but it's pathetic is what it really is.
Yes, it is, Frank. Thank you again for joining us. I'm going to ask one last question before I let you go. Cleveland Browns general manager Ray Farmer, in his second, actually first full year on the job, have you spent any time with him in his time in Kansas City? I know he's the director of pro personnel there. What can you talk about Ray and the job that he did in Kansas City, and what have you followed that he's done so far in his job in Cleveland?
Yeah, I haven't followed him much in Cleveland, but Ray was terrific here in KC. I think he really got a good guy. You know, I really think he got a, you know, an excellent player personnel guy who's now GM, and he knows that part of it, and he that, you know, I just, bottom line for me, I think you got a terrific guy in Ray Farmer. So I think moving forward, you're going to be in good shape with him. You know, I just think Cleveland, like Kansas City, quarterback. What's the deal with the quarterback? You know, that's going to be the big question mark moving forward, and that's everybody in the NFL's situation. But, you know, what are you guys going to do with Johnny and, you know, the whole thing? So
very interesting up here in Cleveland.
Yeah, it is. And you know, and just look at what you've done already. You're trying. Okay? You're trying to get it
yes,
squared up and straightened out. Yeah.
Yes, we are. Frank, thank you so much for taking the time.
Hey guys, anytime you need me, no problem at all.
You got it. That was Frank Bohl, contributor for Sports Radio 810 WHB and 41 Action News in Kansas City. We're going to grab a break here. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When we come back, we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Let's weigh in on some of those Ohio Business Machine hot topics. I'm a hot air.